Section 4. Interviews. For items 19 to 28 in this section, you'll hear two interviews. You'll hear each interview only once. As you listen to the interviews, mark the alternative which best answers each question or completes each statement. For each interview, you'll have 1 minute to look at the questions and the alternatives. Interview 1. For items 19 to 23, you'll hear a radio program on which Dr. Nicholas Davis answers questions about hypochondria, a psychological disorder. As you listen, mark the alternative which best answers each question or completes each statement. Now you have 1 minute to look at the questions and the alternatives.
Welcome, Dr. Davis.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Dr. Davis, what exactly is hypochondria?
Hypochondria is a condition in which a person suffers from an excessive fear of illness because he is overly obsessed with his or her physical health. A person with hypochondria tends to exaggerate completely normal bodily symptoms, such as minor aches and pains, and believes that he is sick with a serious disease. If, for example, the person has recurring headaches, he will think that the headache is caused by a brain tumor.
And will he keep thinking so, even if medical examination proves he doesn't have a brain tumor?
Right. The doctors will perform scans and tests, but the person will still believe that there is something wrong. He will either insist that the scans missed something, or that his headaches are caused by some other life-threatening condition, like a stroke. He will then ask for more tests. Or he will even change doctors to have himself re-examined because he is convinced his headaches are caused by something that is going to harm him.
But, Dr. Davis, isn't it normal, after all, to fear illness? I mean, I sometimes fear I might be seriously ill when I have some aches. Does that mean I'm a hypochondriac?
No, this doesn't necessarily mean you're a hypochondriac. Let me tell you then how we make a diagnosis of this disorder. First of all, before we do, we examine the patient medically for his symptoms. We check his health completely and repeatedly to see if there is any apparent physical disorder that can account for his symptoms. After we make sure he is physically healthy, we consider the duration of his symptoms. For a person to be diagnosed as a hypochondriac, he must continue to fear that he is either sick or has a serious disease for at least 6 months.
Is there a treatment for those diagnosed with hypochondria?
Yes, but the treatment is a slow process and takes time.
And how do you treat these people?
Well, there are some drugs that can be used in the treatment of hypochondria, but I must say we hardly prefer medication. Instead, we base the treatment on therapy sessions. We usually start the treatment by asking the patient to explain his symptoms. Most hypochondriacs come up with symptoms like pain, nausea, which are quite subjective. I mean, if you say you have a headache, you have it. I can't tell you that you don't. Therefore, we never discuss whether the patient really has these symptoms or not. However, we do discuss how to interpret these symptoms. For example, if the patient fears a heart attack because he feels pain in his chest, we tell him this might be because of some tense chest muscles. If the patient continues to fear he has a serious illness, then we test out different explanations. This goes on until the patient is convinced that he doesn't have a serious health problem. Therapy sessions are supported with homework assignments as well. The assignments are designed to help him reduce his anxiety, like less checking of the body or noting down the thoughts that go through his mind when he has his physical symptoms.
Do all these work? I mean, how effective is the treatment?
A lot of patients do make progress and are able to reduce their anxiety. But sometimes the tendency to have exaggerated health anxiety might not completely vanish.
I imagine life must be very difficult for these people. I mean, living with fear of illness.
It really is. The preoccupation with the fear of illness is something which itself interferes with a patient's daily life. But it's not the only thing that makes life difficult for these people. Hypochondriacs have frequent appointments with healthcare providers. As a result, time from work may be lost, and they may have problems with their employers. People with hypochondria are hardly convinced that they don't have a physical problem. So, they ask for multiple evaluations to look for the cause of their symptoms. They ask for additional tests and scans. All this invasive testing, as you can guess, may lead to serious complications. And you know what? There is one more thing that makes it even worse for the hypochondriacs. There is always a possibility that a real disease may go unnoticed in people with hypochondria because their previous complaints were unfounded.
Oh, I see. And finally, Dr. Davis, who is most likely to suffer from this disorder?
Well, until some years ago, the medical literature reported more female hypochondriacs. But recent numbers suggest it is as common among males as it is among females. And as far as different age groups are concerned, you might think the elderly would naturally suffer more from an excessive fear of illness, but this does not seem to be the case. The condition affects all age groups equally.
Thank you, Dr. Davis.
This is the end of the first interview. Now, turn to page 8.